Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God on tonight. I just give God all praise and glory on tonight. I magnify his holy name. I just reverence him who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to you, all of my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm indeed glad to be here and excited tonight about the study of the Word of God. We're going to get ready to just have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to go right into our study of the Word of God. We're going to have a reading from Psalm 46 today. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdom were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease and to the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. I have just read you from Psalms 46 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now. Where did it go?
Electrical charges live at the heart of every hybrid car. Only a few truly move. With over 1 million on the road, Lexus hybrids are always charged and always ready to experience amazing at Lexus either.
Just 1 second. The devil is a liar tonight in the name of Jesus. He is a liar in the name of Jesus. I don't have time for this. I really don't. No problem, because let me tell you something. He is not going to stop what God is about to do. I don't care what he says. The devil is a liar. Y'all just have a little patience with me. You always have to fight the enemy when he knows progress is at hand. But me, I get tired of fighting, but I know I got to keep on moving. I'm just going to play whatever. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we confess tonight and we repent. We ask your forgiveness tonight and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we first of all come tonight asking you now, right now, God, to bind the strong man, God, from our lives and from this radio broadcast. Lord, bind up the strong man, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every demon, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is counsel right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to let me decrease. Move me from myself, Lord. I surrender on tonight. I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit may increase and minister to us on tonight, Lord. I ask you, God, to open up our minds and our understanding, that we may receive your word on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, God, to cover us in the blood of Jesus and encamp angels all around about us to protect us tonight. Let your anointing fall right now, God. Let your anointing fall, God. Let your power fall on this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, let us have the understanding that we need to have in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just give you praise and glory, and I magnify you on tonight, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on the night, on this evening, for the study of the Word of God on tonight. We know we're in the book of Leviticus. In chapter 5 and 6, we'll be doing tonight. I'm going to start with reading chapter 5 on tonight. In the book of Leviticus, it says, "And if a soul sin and hear the voice of swearing and is a witness, whether he have seen or not of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his iniquity. Or if a soul touches any unclean thing, whether it be a carcass or unclean beast, or a carcass of unclean cattle, or a carcass of unclean creeping things, or if it be hidden from him, he also shall be unclean and guilty." Pardon me. "Or if he touches the uncleanness of man, whatsoever uncleanness it be, that a man shall be defiled, and it be hid from him, when he knoweth of it, then he shall be guilty. Or if a soul swear pronouncing with his lips to do evil or to do good, whether so it be that a man shall pronounce with an oath, or it be hid from him, when he knoweth of it, then he shall be guilty in one of these. Or shall be, and it shall be, when he shall be guilty in one of these things, that he shall confess that he have sinned in that thing, and he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord for his sin unto which he have sinned, a female from the flock, a lamb or a kid of goat for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin. And if he be not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring for his trespass which he have committed 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons unto the Lord, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. And he shall bring them unto the priest, who shall offer that which is for the sin offering first, and wring off his head from his neck, but shall not divide it asunder, and he shall sprinkle of the blood of the sin offering upon the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be wrung out at the bottom of the altar. It is a sin offering. And he shall offer the second for a burnt offering according to the manner of the priest, shall make an atonement for him for his sins which he hath sinned, and it shall be forgotten him. But if he be not able to bring 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, then he that sins shall bring for an offering for his quart of an ell of fine flour for a sin offering. He shall put no oil upon it, neither shall he put any frankincense thereof, for it is a sin offering. Then shall he bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take his hands full of it, even a memorial thereof and burn it on the altar according to the offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him as touching his sin that he has sinned in one of these, and it shall be forgiven him. And the remnant shall be the priest as a meat offering. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, if a soul commit a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord. Wait a minute. Okay. All right. In the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flock with thy estimation by shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. And he shall make amends for the harm that he hath done in the holy thing, and shall add the fifth part thereto and give it unto the priest, and the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. And if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord through the wrist, it is not yet is he guilty, and shall bear his iniquity, and he shall bring a ram without blemish out of the flock with thy estimation for a trespass offering unto the priest, and the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his ignorance wherein he erred, and wist is not it not, and it shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass offering, and he hath certainly trespassed against the Lord. Amen. Chapter 6 of Prophetess Martin.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, if a soul sin and commit a trespass against the Lord, and lie unto his neighbor, and that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in the thing taken away by violence, or hath deceived his neighbor, or hath found that which was lost, and lieth concerning it, and sweareth falsely, in any of all these that a man doeth sinning therein, then it shall be because he has sinned and is guilty that he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he had deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he has sworn falsely. He shall even restore it in the principal, and shall add the fifth part more thereto, and it give it and give it unto him to whom it pertaineth.
Mm-hmm.
In the day of the trespass offering, in the day of his trespass offering, and he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, a ram without blemish out of the flock, without estimation for a trespass offering unto the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord, and it shall be forgiven him for anything of all that he had done in trespassing therein. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night until the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. And the priest shall put on the linen garment, and his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh, and take upon the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering of the altar. And he shall put them beside the altar, and he shall put off his garments and put on other garments, and carry forth the ashes without the camp unto a clean place. and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. And this is the law of the meat offerings. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before the Lord, before the altar, and he shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meat offering and of the oil thereof and of the frankincense which is upon the meat offering, and shall burn it upon an altar for a sweet savor, even the memorial of it upon the Lord. And the remainder thereof shall Aaron and his sons eat. With unleavened bread shall it be eaten in the holy place. In the court of the tabernacle of the congregation they shall eat. It shall not be baken with leaven. I have given it unto them for their portion of their offering made by fire. It is most holy, as is the sin offering and as the trespass offering. And the males among the children of Aaron shall eat of it. It shall be a statute forever in your generations concerning the offering of the Lord made by fire. Everyone that touches them shall be holy. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this is the offering of Aaron and of his sons, which they shall offer unto the Lord in the day when he is anointed. The tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a meat offering perpetual. Half of it in the morning and half thereof at night. In a pan it shall be made with oil, and when it is baking, thou shalt bring it in, and the baking pieces of the meat offering shalt thou offer for a sweet savor unto the Lord. And the priest of the son that is anointed in his stead shall offer it. It is a statute forever unto the Lord. It shall be wholly burnt. For every meat offering for the priest shall be
holy.
Huh?
Holy burnt. Holy.
Okay. Holy burnt. It shall not be eaten. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and his son, saying, this is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, be killed, therefore, the Lord. It is most holy. The priest that offered it for sin shall eat it. In the holy place shall it be eaten, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation. Whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be holy. And when there is sprinkled of the blood thereof upon any garment, thou shalt wash that whereon it was sprinkled in the holy place. But the earthen vessel wherein it is sodden shall be broken. And if it be sodden in a brass pot, it shall be both scored and rinsed in water. And the males among the priests shall eat thereof. It is most holy. And no sin offering whereof any of the blood is brought unto the tabernacle of the congregation to reconcile with all in the holy place shall be eaten. It shall be burnt in the fire. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Morton. Amen. So we got in the book of Leviticus. And the first question is here, what should a person do if he is a witness to someone's oath? What should a person do if he is a witness to someone's oath? Do anyone know that? So I'm thinking that if you hear something, if you hear me say something, if you hear me say something and you know it's wrong, you should speak up. If you do not, okay, I'm going to put it like this. If a person may sin, he may hear, warn the public to speak the truth. That person may have seen the incident, or he may have, learned about it. Although he is a witness, he does not tell anyone. And if he don't tell anyone, he's responsible too. He's held responsible for that too. No, I cannot. Let me see. I haven't. Hold on one second. No, I sure could. I'm sorry. You on now. You on now. Okay. He's responsible. Did you have an answer, Prophet Sattler?
No, ma'am. That's okay. Go ahead. You answered it.
Okay.
I was speaking, but
No, I didn't see you on here. I didn't see you was on here. I'm almost there.
That's okay.
No, I didn't
That's
see
okay.
you. Sorry. But and that's what it's trying to help us and explain to us that. In these laws, they have them wrote out, and they had to go by these laws in the book of Leviticus. If you see somebody or you hear somebody, if you don't speak up and say it, if you was a witness to it, you have to speak up. Number two, if a person sinned unintentionally in regards to the holy things of the Lord, what was he required to do concerning the holy things of the Lord? It's in verse 15 and 16. In chapter 5, should be. Let me see. Let me read it. If a soul commits a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flock with thy estimation by shekels of silver after the shekels of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. And he shall make amends for the harm that he have done in the holy things, and shall add the fifth part thereto and give it unto the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. That's if a person sin unintentionally, because sometimes we do. We're human. Or if a person may touch something that is unclean, it may be the dead body of an unclean wild animal or an unclean tame animal. It may be the dead body of an unclean animal that flies on the ground, but he does not realize that he has done it, yet he becomes unclean, so he is guilty. That's the thing. He is guilty. Any comments or anything? Okay, verse 3. If a person sins out of ignorance, is he still guilty of the sin? Yeah. to me is yes. Because when God gave Moses the laws, we supposed to learn the laws. We supposed to do the laws. We supposed to learn them. We supposed to know them. And people perish for the lack of knowledge. If you don't know them and you do them, you don't, and you commit sin, ignorance, it ain't nobody's fault but yours, because you're supposed to know. You're supposed to study that word. Okay, what must he do when he knows? What is he supposed to do? And it's in verse 18.
He's supposed to confess it and offer up a ram or a sacrifice or burnt offering.
Amen.
Ram without blemish.
Yep.
A ram without blemish. That's very important. Without blemish, we can't go get no broke leg ram and think we gonna offer it up unto the Lord and things will be okay. It's about that sacrifice of worship that we give unto the Lord. It just can't be no any kind of way.
Right. That's right. Absolutely. So what must he do when he knows, when he know the sin, I guess, when he know, because before it says, if a person sin out of ignorance, is he still guilty? I'm on the right one. Number three, what must he do when he knows? Okay, now, why would the man be guilty? Why would the man be guilty? Why would the man be guilty?
Because ignorance is not an excuse for breaking the law or being free from the responsibility after, you know, after the law is broken. It's just no way around it. Like you said, and I think you've already answered it, but, you know, it's our responsibility to know the law. So
that's right.
It's just that's the reason why he's guilty, because he doesn't know the law.
That's right. God says he's guilty, and we should always know God's commandments in order to avoid sin. That's why when I was teaching, when we were talking, and the Lord, the Holy Spirit was teaching us about the Sabbath day. Now, you all know that the Sabbath day is on a Saturday, because we went back and we traced it all the way back, all the way through time, all the way from Genesis. Now, even though we have church on Sundays, the Sabbath day is on a Saturday. And that's out of the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. You have to do that. And when you can't do that, you have to repent and ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't care what nobody else thinks. Don't you care what they think. You do what the word of God say, because a lot of us was doing it out of ignorance. We didn't know. Just like this says, when you do things out of ignorance, you have to, back then they had to bring a sin offer before the Lord. But now we have to repent and ask God to forgive us, and he will. But it's for us. We didn't know at first. Because we didn't know, we weren't studying that word right. We didn't get in depth with it. Now we know. Oh, we human. And we gonna sin, we sin every day. But in these Ten Commandments, we gotta keep these commandments. God wrote them. God said this. God said it. So absolutely, prophet Sally. Okay, chapter 6. And I think we only have one question here, or two. What was a person to do who was guilty of stealing or concealing someone else's property? It's somewhere, this is in chapter 6, something in verse 5, I think. Somewhere like that. Let me look. Is this something about stealing doing? Well, let me read 4 and 5 of chapter 6. It said, then it shall be because he have sinned. Let me see. I'm trying to get where it says stolen. Then it shall be because he has sinned and is guilty that he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he has deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he has sworn falsely. He shall even restore it in the principal and shall add the fifth part more thereto, and shall give it unto him to whom it appertaineth in the day of his trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord without blemish, or out of the flock with thy estimation for a trespass. That stealing, tell me what about the stealing. But he was to restore it fully plus a fifth or 20% more. That's the thing. If you stole something back then, you was to return that thing plus some more to it. And why did he have to add? Because restoring the full amount, that didn't work. It didn't cost them nothing to restore the full amount. But when you have to pay extra, that'll put a little extra on the thing. But these are the laws that right now people say, well, you know, you can't keep the law. We couldn't keep them law. But if you did the right thing, you could keep the law. If we did the right thing, we could keep these laws. I don't care. I'm just going to read a little bit from chapter 5, even in a little bit. So we can start with verse 15. A person may sin accidentally. He may do something wrong about any of it. The Lord holy thing, he must bring the Lord a perfect ram for the flock to pay for his sin. It must have the proper value in silver and shekel by the shekel in the holy place. It is a guilt offering. See, God, that's why it was so important for Jesus to die, because all these things we were sinning every day. And we human and we couldn't get past all this, because sometimes we didn't have a turtle dove, and we didn't have pigeons, and we didn't have a herd to give to the priest to offer up for our sin. But we ultimately, at the end, the Father allowed Jesus to offer himself up for our sins. That was a blessing. It was a blessing. You know, and I can't stress it enough. I mean, from Genesis to Adam and Eve, that blood that the Father had to sacrifice for their sins, for eating the fruit, they had to, the Father sacrificed blood. He had to kill an animal to put fur on them to hide themselves, like I said, because they knew they was naked, because they had sin. That's why he said, who told you was naked? Did you sin, or did you eat the fruit from the tree I told you not to? So they sinned. So the blood had to be shed. And so you know it's power in the blood. It's power. I don't care what nobody say. It's power in the blood of Jesus. It wasn't enough power in this animal blood, because he had to keep offering it up for our sins. But Jesus died for our sins one time. He shed his blood one time for our sins. That's just awesome. It's power in the blood of Jesus. I don't know about the ram and the lamb and the bullock and all that, but I know it's power in the blood of Jesus, because he only had to do it one time. Every time somebody sinned in the camp, they had to go find an animal. They had to go butcher an animal, and they had to sprinkle the blood. The priest did seven times. And then when they did this, they had to put on different garments, and all this. All you had to do is pass by a dead cat or a dead animal, then you was unclean. So you always had to watch what you was doing and where you was going and what you touched and what you didn't touch. See, Leviticus is so deep. It's, all of this tells you how they had to live in the book of Leviticus. It's going to even get so deeper than that, where it tells us how to dress, how to clean ourselves. Even when you're on your minister's cycle, you're not supposed to be around nobody. You're definitely not supposed to go up in the pulpit on your minister's cycle, because you're unclean. These are things we should know. We probably don't know them because, you know, we're not paying attention, and people don't hardly teach out of the book of Leviticus, because it's just that deep. But when you sin out of ignorance, you don't have nothing to kill. You have to go to Jesus and ask for forgiveness, whether you know you're sinning or not. We need to know these things. I'm telling you, it's so important. I mean, I've been reading and studying and reading and studying because I want to know. I guess I didn't got old and I didn't know all of it. But now that I found out, and not just today, but when I did find out, I want to know. I want to know. And all these laws, we don't have to do them now, because we have Jesus. We can ask for forgiveness and repent and turn away from that thing. But I still want to know. I want to know what I'm doing wrong. I remember my mama used to tell me, if you're pregnant, don't go to no funeral. I didn't know why. She probably didn't know why, because her mama told her, but it's a reason. It was a reason. We can't go and look up on dead people when you're carrying a newborn, when you're carrying a fetus. You're not supposed to. But as many people, they don't know the word of God, so they do it. Young girls do it. Do we have any questions or comments or anything? It's so much more to these chapters. I mean, if we had longer, we could talk longer, because I feel like, and if you don't understand, please ask or say something, because I want you to understand, folks, before we get out of the book of Leviticus, before we get out of this book, I want everybody to understand. We may not get the full understanding. That's why you have to keep going back over the Word of God. That's why you have to keep studying. People, perish for the lack of knowledge. They perish. And we are perish if we don't know what to do and what not to do. This book is even harder to read than any other book to me, because you read it and it don't hardly make sense what it's saying, but it's the Word of God. And we need to know this Word and what to live by. This is what God gave us to live by. This is our road now, even though a lot of these laws are not law anymore because Jesus died. But we still have to repent for killing, for all of these things. He'll forgive us for everything except for blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. But God will forgive you if you repent and turn away. You got to turn, because that's true repentance. You got to stop doing it. And stealing ain't just going up, taking somebody's dollar, or going to the store, stealing out the store. You can steal in so many other ways. You have to be careful and let the Holy Spirit lead you. You have to be careful. Okay, let me read some out of chapter 6. Just because I want everybody to understand.
When you're talking about the stealing, and I know that it mentioned it in the Word that if you find something as well, you know, then you should, you know, if you keep it, then it's just like, I don't want to say the wrong word, or have
it's
found
wrong.
That which was lost and lied concerning it. I know a couple weeks ago I found a lot of money, and my first response was to turn it in. You know, that was the, I don't know what the owner did with it. He initially said that an old crippled lady on a walker, an old crippled lady, it was her money. But many things, you know, yes, I don't believe them, but because I don't know what an old crippled lady doing in a car wash or auto spa. But, you know, maybe she was. I know when I was there, it was a lady on a walker that was there, and it wasn't her money. And she was just saying how, you know, good of a person that, you know, I was for turning the money in. But, you know, in those type of situations, when you find something like that, we should tell the truth about it. We shouldn't lie about it. We should return it. And, you know, it was easily $2,000, and the Lord just had us to turn the money in. And, you know, if it was someone's money, someone did claim it, you know, it was a blessing to them. But, you know, we just have to do the right thing. I don't care how the situation looks. We still should do the right thing. We got the Holy Spirit inside us. We still should do the right thing. And I just wanted to piggyback on that stealing or finding money, and we're not being honest about it. You know, we just, you know, turn it in, give it back, or whatever, and do the right thing. And there's a blessing for you at the end of the day.
Yes, it is. Because just like she said, when you find something and it's not yours, you're supposed to give it back. And if you don't, you better run and repent. And it's going to stay on your mind. Because believe me, I've done that before. You know, wasn't nobody around, and I didn't even have nobody to give to, so I kept it. But it still wasn't mine. It wasn't mine to keep. I probably should have left it there, let somebody else find it, but it wasn't mine to keep. But we have to be mindful of these things. These things will get you in trouble with God. You don't even worry about man. It'll get you in trouble with God, and you have to repent. When I tell you, you have to ask God to forgive you for things every day, I repent 2 or 3 times a day because that's so important. And the thing about it, you pleased God when you gave it back. So you ain't trying to get no reward from man, because God's reward is 1 trillion times better than man. That's why I tell them they be talking about cash up, cash up. I want my reward from God, because man can't give me what God can. Man cannot. I'm not saying don't cash up the ministry. I'm not saying don't provide for the ministry. But for Deborah, I want my reward from God. I want my crown. I want whatever it is he got for me for what I'm doing. Not $25 or $100 that I'm going to spend next week. You know what I'm saying? But I want what God got for me, and what you did was pleasing in God's eyesight. That was pleasing to God. And that was growth, maturity. That's all it was. You know, so it's a blessing to be found doing what God has called us to do and what God taught us to do. It's a blessing. Any more questions or concerns or just comments? Yeah, so then I'm trying to, then they had rules for the whole offering. 3 important rules. The fire on the altar must burn all night. That was in that verse 9. In fact, it must never go out. This rule will continuously remind the Israelites of the importance of the sacrifice. They carried out these sacrifices because of God's great kindness. He will forgive people because of the sacrifices. He will have fellowship with them because of the sacrifice. But you know, sacrifices are good, but obedience is better than sacrifice. The priest must wear linen clothes to take the ashes from the whole offering away from the altar. This includes clothing next to his body, what we now call underclothes. People make linen clothes from a plant called flax, but the priest must put on other clothes to take the ashes outside of the camp. That's what I was just saying. He must burn the fat of the peace offering on top of the whole offering, and that's in verse 12. This would make the whole offering easier to burn. This is in chapter 6. The passage does not explain the reason for this rule, but it seems right that the peace offering should be closed to the whole offering. People gave whole offerings in order to offer the whole of themselves to God. And the peace offering was evidence that God had accepted their offering. Now they could have fellowship with God. This particular whole offering was probably the one in Exodus 29. Verses 38 to 42, where the priest offered it in the morning and at night for all the people. This was an addition to the whole offering that people gave in Leviticus chapter 1. They would probably give their own whole offering on special occasions, for example, birthdays and whatever. Compared to Job chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, which probably describe a much earlier period of time. But see, we have to pay attention to this burnt offering and the peace offering because they so similar. And now they have the whole offering. We have to pay attention to that. Not that we're doing it in our churches and stuff now, today, but we learning, and God is teaching us things that we didn't know about. Teaching us things that we didn't know about. So I thank and praise God. I'm not gonna hold you all too long, but I thank and praise God for this opportunity because it seemed like sometime an hour not long enough, but we get right on through it, and I don't want to make it too much longer than that. On tomorrow night, I want to ask everybody if they could come, like, at 6 o'clock. Let me see. Or 10 minutes to 6. And I hate this, but it won't be long now. Y'all pray for Henry because they gave him 7 days to live. So probably after this Friday, I won't have to do this anymore. But see, these last two Fridays, I felt a lot of prophecy, but I couldn't go on no longer. I would have been real late for work. And now his son is there, and he be there when I get there. So this will probably be the last Friday tomorrow that I'll have to do this. So y'all be praying for me and be praying for Henry's family so they can go on and get through with this because he hasn't had food in 12 days. So his body has begun to shut down. They're giving him morphine and stuff. So it won't be long. I won't have to go through this. But I'm excited and glad that I was able to show the Lord that when he stretched me in these things, that I still do what he had me to do. So I'm not going to hold you. We're going to get ready to pray and close out. God bless you all for support on this radio broadcast on tonight. Father, we just thank you for each one of them, Lord. I ask you to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. God, bless their families, their children, grandchildren, great-grand. Just bless them tonight. And thank you, Lord, for letting your anointing fall in, letting your power fall in, opening up our understanding on tonight. And Father, I ask you right now, God, to just let that word be settled in our heart, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable to you, Lord. We just want you to teach us, Holy Spirit, even the more on tonight. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you. I love you. Y'all have a blessed night, and I will be right back on here tomorrow night at 10 minutes to 6. And in the morning, I'll be on live in the morning. God bless you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. God bless.
Love you. Good night.
Good night. Love you.
Yes, love you all.
God bless you all. You all have a good night. I'll be on live in the morning. Don't forget at 6 o'clock Central Time and 7 o'clock Eastern Time for the wake-up call in the morning. You all have a blessed night. We'll talk later. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.